USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Several people were killed and many more were injured as Ukraine's second largest city was hit with some of the heaviest shelling since Russia began their invasion last week. The bombardments occurred as Russian and Ukraine delegations held talks for the first time. The two sides agreed to talk some more. On the business side, Shell has announced it will exit its partnership with Russian natural gas giant Gazprom. It owned a near 20% stake in the company. Shell joins BP, which announced on Sunday it will sell its stake in Russian oil giant Rosneft. U.S. officials say they're expelling 12 members of the Russian mission at the United Nations. The diplomats are accused of being intelligence operatives engaged in espionage or spying. A statement from the U.S. mission said the 12 abused their privileges by engaging in activities aversive to national security. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
California, Oregon, and Washington jointly announced that children will no longer need to wear a face mask in school. The school mask mandates will lift in those states on March the 12th. Those governors in those states say the decision of whether schools will have mask policies now rests with local districts. California will no longer require a face mask for most indoor settings starting Tuesday. Oregon and Washington will follow suit in a couple of weeks. A new APNORC poll is showing that American worries about COVID-19 is fading away. Just 24% of those polled say they are extremely or very worried about themselves or a family member contracting COVID. That's down from 36% from December and January when the Omicron variant caused a spike in cases. Former President Donald Trump is appealing a judge's decision that he and his two eldest children must testify in New York State's civil investigation into his business practices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
One congressman is urging his colleagues in the Senate to work in a bipartisan manner when it comes to the Supreme Court nominee.
Even though he didn't get his first choice for a new justice for the Supreme Court, House Majority Whip Democrat James Clyburn told Face the Nation that he wants to see a large bipartisan vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
This is beyond politics. This is about the country, our pursuit of a more perfect union, and this is demonstrative of another step in that pursuit. And I would hope that all of my Republican friends will look upon it that way. Let's have a debate. Let's talk to her about her rulings and about her philosophy. Let's have a strong bipartisan support.
Clyburn initially pressed for South Carolina native Judge Michelle Childs to be the nominee because she went to a state school rather than an elite institution, as Brown Jackson did as she attended Harvard. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 166 points, the NASDAQ was up 57, and the S&P 500 was off 11. An Alaska man was walking on a shoreline when he wound up clinging to a chunk of ice that eventually carried him out into the Cook Inlet. Jamie Sneddon was swept about 300 yards into the inlet near the mouth of the Anchor River in frigid conditions. He was treated for hypothermia at a hospital. More news at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.